Citizens gathered at the First Unitarian Universalist Society of Albany for a community meeting and screening of the award-winning documentary that follows three defenders of the poor in the Deep South. The takeaway: many Americans living in poverty routinely plead guilty to crimes because they lack financial resources to fight the system. The scenario plays out nationwide. Kirsten Morgan is a doctoral student in the School of Criminal Justice at the University at Albany and organized the movie screening.
I figured that showing it here would not only give people a chance to see an amazing documentary, but hopefully build discussion in our communities in New York State, where we do have a lot of underfunded public defense offices, and we do have a lot of problems where we're not providing the defense services we need to.
Jonathan Gratis is executive director of the New York State Defenders Association, a not-for-profit membership organization dedicated to improving the quality and scope of public legal representation in New York. The association operates the nation's only state-funded public defense backup center, serving New York's more than 5,000 public defense attorneys. Gratis says New York's legal system is in dire straits.
New York is at a critical moment in its history. It's kind of a perfect storm of events. The state has been on a downward slide for many years. It's currently being sued by plaintiffs throughout the state against five counties, but also against the state, represented by the Civil Liberties Union. That lawsuit is heading toward trial. We're trying actually to convince the governor to settle that lawsuit and to take the occasion to build a new state public defense system, which was called for by the former chief judge, Judge Kay, 7 years ago. In 2006, she had a commission report that said the state system was unconstitutional, that the delivery mechanism was defective, that the state had to step up to the plate and take responsibility to administer it, and that it needed to be state funded.
Film director Dawn Porter told NPR that by focusing on public defenders and the relationships with their clients, she hoped her audience would see the criminal justice system from the perspective of the accused. Carrie Losert, a student who attended the screening, formed her own opinion.
I think that the legal system should be streamlined into better deciding whether or not a person is guilty or not guilty. And that way, it wouldn't matter if the lawyers were good for the poor and for the rich.
Gratis says New York has an Office of Indigent Legal Services that is underfunded.
The governor needs to engage with it and needs to build that or build into a new system which is state funded. And that's where we are. 30 other states are already there. But the difference could be that if we do it, and we do it at this instant, we can probably make it the best system in the country.
I asked Gratis if he has communicated this to the governor. He said he has written Cuomo.
A guy like Andrew Cuomo could unwind the Gordian knot of Gideon and prove to the nation that there is a way to do this, to do it cost effectively, to deliver quality, and to do it in a way that is fair to poor people who have been lost in the belly of the beast in New York for 50 years.
Governor Cuomo's office did not immediately reply to a request for comment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.